5, 4. All right. Hello. Good day. Today is August 1st of 2013, and we are going to have a very special guest on the podcast today, but we're going to get to that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the first day of August, it's kind of cloudy, overcast, mm-hmm. and it's actually misting a little bit. And I saw two students on my way over here, and they said, "What is going on?" And I don't know. But so if you're in the Vancouver area, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to this, you know, 1,000 years in the future,
mm-hmm.
you'll know that it was very strange weather for the 1st of August in 2013.
And it's been really, really hot the past 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and now it's very cold. Uh-huh. So who knows? All right, so our special guest. So we're going to have a special guest. Mm-hmm. This is Connie Anderson. She's over at the Information Commons at the CTC. Now I can hear you ask, CTC, what is that?
Where is this
it? Alphabet What's soup? What's going on? Well, Connie's going to answer that. But the other thing to keep in mind is she's actually up at the International Space Station mm-hmm, right now. Mm-hmm. And that's what, no, she's not there. She's not there.
She might sound like it.
She is over at the Information Commons, which is about 13 miles away from here. And so we've been able to, through the magic of the internet, been able to get her to communicate with us. And so it does sort of sound like she's in a tin can.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not. She's actually in a very nice room.
Mm-hmm.
And Connie, are you there?
I am here.
Yay!
We were having some technical difficulties before, so that's
yes.
good.
All right, so first of all, Connie,
yes.
can you please tell everyone what is the CTC? Because just yesterday, actually, I guess it was on Tuesday, a student walked into the library and said, "I got to get to my class at CTC." And I said, "Well, then you need to get in your car and drive about 13 miles to the east." And they were like, "What?" So talk about that.
Yes, well, CTC actually stands for Columbia Tech Center, and that is an area in East Vancouver. We are actually at 18700 Southeast Mill Plain Boulevard in East Vancouver, and the building was built and opened to students in the fall of 2009, and I am sitting here in the Information Commons, which is the library here at CTC. So, yeah.
So there's a library there. Do they have lots of books and cool things they can check out?
We do have a small collection, a small browsing collection, where students can come in and actually browse through our collection. And if they have a Clark College library card, they can actually check out a book and take it with them. We also have course reserves here, so students that are perhaps not able to purchase a textbook for their class, and we have that particular textbook on reserve, they can come in here and check it out for either 3 hours, or sometimes textbooks are overnight, or we do have some textbooks that are actually 14 days.
Wow.
Check out, yeah. So, but not all textbooks, I have to make that clear that we do not have all textbooks, as well as the main campus Connell Library does not have all textbooks on reserve.
So do you have anything else besides textbooks that people can borrow?
Yes, we do. We have lots of equipment that students can check out. We have graphing and scientific calculators. We have headphones, computer mice. We have a wireless keyboard and mouse combo, as well as a wireless mouse that students can check out. They can also check out laptops and netbooks.
I was unaware of the keyboard and mice. That's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. And the beauty here at CTC is that students can check them out and use it anywhere in the building. And we have lots of different study areas, study rooms, as well as different areas on different floors that they can take this equipment to. We also have a really cool thing that students who might need to, if they have a presentation that they need to give for their class, we have two LED projectors that students can check out and practice with. They can either take it to one of our study rooms and practice and project it onto the wall, or they can take it upstairs to the third floor if they wanted to and project it on the wall up there.
And this is LEDs.
So,
that's pretty cool.
LED projector.
Nice. Yeah. Is this a big projector?
Cool.
I'm gonna nerd out on you a little bit, really quick. Is this a little projector, or is this a big projector?
It is a little projector.
Oh, cool.
In fact,
very cool.
It reminds me, it's in a case that looks like a set of binoculars. So it's about that size.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Really cool. Another one of the things that I wanted to mention is that we do have test proctoring services here in the Information Commons, and that is for students that, due to unforeseen circumstances, might not be able to take their exam during class time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They would have to make arrangements with their instructor,
mm-hmm.
and we do proctor tests here
mm-hmm.
as a service for students.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I've heard students talk about a loft. What is this loft?
I've heard that too, and I've heard it's like really nice and.
It is absolutely beautiful. It is located on the third floor, and this spring, CTC launched our new study area called The Loft on the third floor. The loft features this beautiful modular furniture that students can take and actually wheel around. There, I believe, are 8 tables with area. Students can collaborate in groups, or they can work individually in the loft. And, you know, they can actually, like I said earlier, they can prop up that little LED projector and project it onto the wall and practice with their group, their presentation.
Nice.
The area has an academic focus to it, so students can go up there and work away.
That sounds like an awesome space. I need to see this.
So, yeah, it's been a real success.
So does the CTC also
have... And it's really kind of nice because you go...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I cut you off there.
It's really kind of... No problem. It's really kind of cool because you go up there and you see all the furniture moved into different locations. And so it's gratifying to know that it's being utilized.
Nice. So does the CTC have something else besides the Information Commons? I know there are computers in the Information Commons, but is there an actual computer lab, or do people just have to bring their own laptops or check them out from the CTC?
Students can check out laptops and take, like I said, take it anywhere into the building. We have 12 PCs right here in the Information Commons, and we also have a printer where students can print to. Across the hall, we have a coin-op copier that now copies not only black but color. Down the hall in room 203, we have the computer lab. And in the computer lab, there are 36 PCs. There's also, if students need to scan something, there's a scanner in room 203, as well as a regular laser printer and a color printer. So the students can actually select their item to print here in the Information Commons, and all they need to do is just walk down to room 203 and pick up their color printing.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else that you think that someone should know about the CTC?
Yes, I do. And I think that would be something that you could address, Zachary, and that would be talk about our reference services here.
We have reference services at the CTC? No. Oh, that's right. I'm out there once a week, aren't I?
Yeah, that would be true.
There is a reference librarian most of the time at the Columbia Tech Center. During the normal school year, they're usually there for about 8 hours a day. I think for the upcoming fall schedule, that would be fall of 2013, on Monday through Thursday, there'll be a reference librarian, I think when the library opens, till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then on Fridays, I take that back. Connie, correct me if I'm wrong. We'll be there. You're going to open and then we'll close, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it won't be first thing in the morning. It would be like 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening, something like that, Monday through Thursday. And then on Fridays, in the fall again, this is not right now, but in the fall, the Columbia Tech Center will have a librarian 4 hours a day, and I'm not exactly sure when that librarian will be staffing the reference area at that time. But it's there's an office that we all share, but anyone can come in and ask, hey, I need help from a reference librarian. And when they're there, they will definitely help with any of your reference and research questions. It could even be a non-research question. It could be something else. And if there's no one there, we can always pick up a phone and call, or, you know, some other way. We could Skype or whatever to make sure that the person gets the help that they need so they can complete their assignment or their project. So we may not always have our presence out there physically, but there's always ways to get help from a reference librarian should someone need it. Mm-hmm. And Connie, you are also extremely knowledgeable, and so people should feel free to ask you questions, and then you'll go, oh, this is the answer. Or I don't know. Let's go ask Zach, or let's go ask Kitty or someone mm-hmm. like that. So.
Right. Absolutely. The hours for Friday is still to be determined. And this is like Zachary mentioned, that this is a first, that we will be opening on Friday for the first time. Mm-hmm. Classes will be offered on Friday at CTC beginning September 23rd.
I wasn't aware of that.
So that's kind of a nice little bonus. And one thing that I wanted to bring up too is that students can request items to be picked up at CTC. And just like they would normally to request a book or a DVD or whatever it is they want, they would go onto our library website and select, but they would have to make sure that they choose to have it picked up at CTC.
Cool. Okay, I had forgotten about that, yeah. And then they can always return books to the CTC regardless of where they got them. So if they picked up the book at the library here at Cannell Library, and they happen to be out in your neck of the woods and needed to return it, they can always return the book there as well.
Absolutely.
Right.
The only thing that we ask is that if they have a reserve item from Cannell, that they return it to Cannell.
Is there a drop box down at the bottom of the uh-huh. building? Okay. Cool.
Yep, just right at the main door there. Mm-hmm. We have a book drop as well as one right outside the right outside the Information Commons front door, we have a book return as well. One other thing I wanted to mention is our tutoring services here at CTC. The Tutoring Commons is what we call it, and it is located in room 336.
Mm-hmm.
The hours that they are open vary by quarter, but students can access the schedule via the Clark College website, College Library website.
And who's running it out there at the e-tutoring, if you don't mind me asking?
Who's running it?
Yeah, is there a person that is there, like full-time, or like a person who's like kind of directing it? Is this just the tutoring center?
It's scheduled through the tutoring center mm-hmm. at the main campus.
Okay,
and
scheduled.
We have various tutors mm-hmm. varying each quarter with various mm-hmm. topics being covered.
Mm-hmm.
So that just depends. And but a way that students can find it is by going to our library webpage, going to quick links, and pulling down to the tutoring link,
mm-hmm.
and that pulls up the schedule. And
sure.
It shows you which topics as well as the times.
I'll make sure to put a link to the tutoring schedule in the blog post when we put this up. So it'll
that would be awesome.
Easily accessible. Well, anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, I think we've covered that. And just students who have not had a chance to come out here, come take a look. It's a beautiful campus. And bright and shiny and smiling faces as well.
So, Connie, my last thing is, would you be open to us talking to you once or twice a term to just check in to see how things are at the CTC and if there's anything new that comes up that you can tell everybody?
I would love to do that.
That'd
fantastic.
Be awesome. Of course, you may regret saying that now that you've, you know, when
you
when
really
people start listening and they're going, oh my goodness, what's going on?
Who are these people that want to talk to?
Yeah. Who are these people? Is Connie being punished?
Right.
What did she do?
Yeah. Who did she make angry? You might
funny.
Get letters of sympathy at this rate. So.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Well, Connie, thank you very much for taking mm-hmm. the time to talk about the services at the mm-hmm. CTC and that, you know, the CTC exists.
Mm-hmm.
We will put links again in mm-hmm. the blogs for most of the things that Connie talked about. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, mm-hmm. as usual, don't send them in because we're not going to read them.
No, and don't send in your suggestions either.
Yeah, we don't want that.
No, and if you're wanting to know anything about the services here provided at Clark, do not email them in.
Yeah,
no.
Of course. Last week we had Adam Coleman on, so you can email him.
Yeah.
Or Connie. I'm not gonna suggest that people email you, but if they should, they can do that too.
Yeah. But seriously though, if you do have some suggestions on what services we might want to cover or ideas that we could go over, we can definitely get an email from you guys and with your suggestion, and we can take it out. And
you realize no one's listening.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know.
Okay, just want to make sure. don't wait by your inbox waiting for those emails. Okay, well,
right,
on that happy, cheery note, and on this cloudy, misty Thursday.
I hang my head in shame.
You hang, well.
In depression, no.
There we go. Again, thank you, Connie and Brendan.
Thank you.
We will do this next week.
Yes, and you can reach us at zgrant.
Don't reach you. Okay, yeah, my email address is zgrant, zgrant, at clark.edu, mm-hmm. and you?
My email address is B as in boy, P as in Paul, U as in uniform, and S as in Sam, and T as in Tom, at Clark College, or at clark.edu, excuse me. And,
great.
And Connie, I'm not sure if you
want. I'm not sure if you want to put your contact information out there.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
yeah.
I would be more than happy to share my email address.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd be more than happy to. You can reach me anytime at my email address, and that's clanderson@clark.edu.
All right.
Awesome.
Great. All right, so on that note, we're going to sign off, mm-hmm. and we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.